What happens when two of the world's greatest minds fundamentally disagree about reality itself? For nearly three decades, a fierce intellectual battle raged between Stephen Hawking and a determined resistance led by Leonard Susskind and Gerard Tooft. At stake wasn't just academic pride, it was the very foundation of physics. The question seemed deceptively simple. If you throw something into a black hole, does the information about that object vanish forever? But this wasn't trivial. If Hawking was right, quantum mechanics, the most successful theory in physics, would collapse. This war wasn't fought with weapons, but with equations, thought experiments, and sheer intellectual courage. It would ultimately reveal something astonishing about the nature of our universe. Reality might be a hologram. Evolution wired survival physics into our brains. A lion chasing prey instinctively calculates velocities and trajectories without conscious thought, what Robert Heinlein called the ability to grok. We intuitively understand force, momentum, and acceleration because our ancestors who lacked this understanding didn't survive long enough to pass on their genes. But here's the problem. Evolution never prepared us for quantum mechanics or 10-dimensional spacetime. No predator ever needed to comprehend superposition or string theory to catch dinner. Einstein himself struggled for a decade to rewire his Newtonian intuitions and accept special relativity's four-dimensional spacetime, then another decade wrestling with general relativity's curved geometry. By the 1950s, physicists had successfully merged quantum mechanics with special relativity into quantum field theory, but general relativity and quantum mechanics remained stubbornly incompatible, two correct theories that contradicted each other. The black hole war emerged from this tension, forcing physicists to choose which fundamental principle to abandon. When a star five times our sun's mass collapses, it compresses into a singularity, a point of infinite density where gravitational pull prevents light from escaping beyond the event horizon. For our sun, this boundary would sit just 2 miles from center. For supermassive black holes, it stretches hundreds of millions of miles. Approaching this edge, tidal forces would stretch your body like toothpaste, tearing you apart atom by atom. Bill Unruh's analogy illuminates this. Imagine blind tadpoles in a lake with a central drain. Far away, the current is imperceptible, but closer in, water accelerates until reaching sound speed at a critical radius, the point of no return. A tadpole named Alice, drifting past this boundary, notices nothing unusual, but her friend Bob hears her voice deepen and slow, almost to silence. She seems frozen at the edge, never quite crossing. Similarly, an astronaut falling toward a black hole passes through the horizon normally from her perspective, while outside observers see her frozen in time. Einstein's general theory of relativity reconceived gravity not as force, but as space-time curvature itself. Massive objects create warps in space-time's fabric, and planets orbit by following the straightest paths through this curved geometry. As John Wheeler put it, space tells bodies how to move, and bodies tell space how to curve. Is light particles or waves? Newton said particles, Maxwell proved waves in 1865, then Einstein showed light arrives as discrete photons, individual energy bullets. When these random flashes accumulate, they form wave patterns. The answer? Both, depending on observation. This duality pervades quantum physics. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle means you can't simultaneously know a particle's position and velocity with perfect precision. As one sharpens, the other blurs, not from technology limits, but as fundamental law. The two-slit experiment reveals the deepest strangeness. Fire photons through one slit, simple blob on screen. Open both slits, zebra stripes appear, with dark bands where no photons arrive, even in spots that received photons with one slit open. Each photon somehow knows both slits exist, interfering with itself. Yet quantum mechanics preserves information conservation. The mathematics stays perfectly reversible. Knowing the present completely lets you calculate both future and past with absolute certainty. This reversibility, called unitarity, is sacred to quantum theory. When Hawking claimed information falling into black holes is permanently destroyed, he threatened the entire foundation of modern physics. The first battle erupted in 1983 in Werner Erhard's San Francisco mansion attic. Hawking, using Einstein's equivalence principle, calculated something shocking. Black holes radiate energy and evaporate, but this radiation appeared completely random. Everything crossing the horizon would be irretrievably erased. Susskind and Tooft were horrified. Back at Stanford, Susskind calculated the consequences. If Hawking was right, empty space would spontaneously heat to 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, Hawking must be wrong, but nobody could identify the flaw. Some proposed black holes don't evaporate, but Hawking's calculations were too compelling. Others suggested tiny remnants might store lost information, but these would need infinite entropy, physically impossible. Susskind favored the bathtub option. Like ink dissolving in bathwater that eventually evaporates, information should emerge in Hawking radiation, scrambled but not destroyed. Yet if the horizon is truly a point of no return, how could information escape? The tension forced physicists to confront whether quantum mechanics or general relativity would need to be abandoned. The resolution came from an unexpected direction. In 1972, Jacob Bekenstein discovered that adding one bit of information to a black hole increases its horizon area by exactly one square Planck unit. Information equals area, yet nothing physical exists there, according to Einstein. Physicists realized our universe might work like a hologram, storing three-dimensional information on two-dimensional surfaces. In 1997, Juan Maldacena proved mathematically that a three-dimensional world with gravity is exactly equivalent to a two-dimensional quantum description on its boundary, the same physics, just described differently. In this dual description, a black hole forming in three dimensions corresponds to a hot fluid of particles in two dimensions. Since quantum field theory on the boundary preserves information perfectly, information can never be lost in the three-dimensional description either. The holographic principle resolved the paradox. From outside, information gets scrambled on the horizon and eventually radiates away. From inside, an observer passes through empty space, noticing nothing special. Both descriptions are simultaneously true because observers on opposite sides can never compare notes. The war ended unexpectedly. At his 2002 birthday celebration, Hawking conspicuously avoided mentioning information loss. By 2004, he reversed course. Information does leak out of black holes. He paid off his bets. But the resolution revealed something stranger. The holographic principle suggests our three-dimensional reality might be a projection from information encoded on a distant two-dimensional surface. Everything you experience, every memory, every thought, might be fundamentally two-dimensional information creating the illusion of depth. Meanwhile, cosmologists discovered our expanding universe has its own cosmic horizon about 15 billion light-years away, where galaxies recede at light speed. Like living inside out in a black hole, we're surrounded by a boundary that swallows galaxies, making most of the universe forever inaccessible. The black hole war reveals that confusion precedes clarity when paradigms collapse. Ultimate reality remains beyond reach, an invitation, not defeat. Every resolved paradox unveils deeper mysteries. Every answer births new questions. The universe isn't a puzzle to solve and shelve. It's an infinite conversation between curiosity and cosmic enigma. Keep questioning, wondering, fighting your intellectual lures. The search for truth isn't about final answers. It's about challenging certainty and embracing existence's beautiful strangeness. Hawking and Susskind's war embodied the human spirit refusing easy answers when deeper truths beckoned. The greatest discoveries come not from accepting conventional wisdom, but from those brave enough to tell brilliant minds, "I think you're wrong." Sometimes, fighting for your beliefs reveals that reality is far stranger and more wonderful than anyone imagined.